I'm longing to linger till dawn.
Good to know.
All right. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour, guys. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Small Cactus Radio Hour, the second to last hour you're listening to before Friday. We started with the metric of the week, which was Speed the Collapse from the album Synthetica. First concert I ever went to, the Synthetica tour. Super great.
Oh god, it's off. Okay, I got scared for a moment.
But it's perfect.
Anyway, so first concert was really great. But anyway, we have guests in the station. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves? I think you're on mic 3, so I'll make sure the gain's up for you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I'm David. I'm the same David who's been here multiple times, and
that's
but
true.
I have a bit of a cold now, so my voice might be different.
He's in disguise. This is, I guess, what did I use last time? DJ Jedi or DJ Blue? I can't remember.
I thought it was Blue.
It was Blue. Okay,
was
either
it?
Or. good enough for me.
Okay.
I think I've used both, but I can't remember.
Okay. Oh, does yours not? Is yours not? Can you not hear anything at all from mic
what?
Three?
No. I'm just saying this mic is the one that works fine, and my voice is really loud now.
Oh, is it? Okay. I thought you said mic three. I think that's the one.
That's the mic that doesn't work.
Okay.
Well.
Good to know. Thank you. Here we go.
Yeah, I can hear. I can hear everybody.
Perfect. I took mine a little up, but I think this is fine. All right, we have some great music. We have requests from these two over here. Got some music of my own. Hope you guys enjoy, and we will talk to you in a second.
Bye.
Here we go. I hope you guys enjoyed the last core of songs.
The mic fell off.
The mic fell off again.
The robot arm.
Oh, yeah. No.
Whoops. I don't know if you can actually hear me. I have to get really close now that it's not dangling.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try to put that back. Okay. It's not too hard.
It keeps happening. I don't know why.
Probably because somebody didn't like screw it in enough.
Maybe if the station had more money, you'd be able to fix these things.
Oh, is that a segue into our WFO donations drive?
Okay, there we go. I think we're good.
You good?
Yeah. We've got a poltergeist here, maybe. I don't know.
There actually is my theory that we do have a ghost in the station. I wouldn't mind having a ghost. Sometimes I'm just working in my GM office and being like, you know, that'd be fun company, you know? A little light haunting.
A ghost?
Like a ghost, yeah.
That's too spooky.
Why?
Because
ghosts are cool.
Ghosts are scary. They're also not real.
No, they're not. But just imagine, like, okay, why? Okay, good. Is this still playing? What the heck? Okay, good. No, that's just my voice.
Yeah, I don't hear anything playing now, aside from, like, you talking and David talking.
Okay, good. But, so, this was the first song. This is Blue's pick. Why don't you introduce it for us?
It is Cruel Angel's Thesis, which is the opening from EVA, an anime that I have not seen. I just know the song because it's very, very good and quite popular as an anime opening.
Yes. Oh, also to Neon Genesis Evangelion. Yes. I think also known as Eva. It's a show, basically, was a sacred cow for a long time for a lot of... Oh, the artist is Yoko Takahashi, by the way.
Okay.
For all those who are looking for me to ID things. But it's basically about, like, this kid who's like, hey, you gotta go fight the angels. You gotta fight in robot. And he's like, I'm 14. And also terrified. I watched it in my senior year of high school, enjoyed it enough, and hated End of Evangelion.
Is that the one where they're all clapping and saying congratulations?
Yeah, that's the one.
I've seen that clip, but I don't know what it's from.
That's the show. You did it. That's the show.
I'm probably going to watch it eventually. Because, I mean, it's got giant robots in it that pretty much has me sold.
Yeah, it's a good show. And I think, like, of all the mecha anime to watch before you die, I guess this is one of them. For better or for worse, people argue about how, like, insufferable Shinji is as a person.
I want people to watch it just so I can be around them and then start clapping and say, congratulations, even though I haven't
Shinji
seen
Shinji the main character?
Yeah, he is.
He's 14. 14-year-olds are just insufferable. That's just part of being a 14-year-old, isn't it?
That's true.
I was a total pain when I was 14.
Oh, same here. I don't think you'll find anyone who was like, yeah, I was the best 14-year-old there ever lived. But no, it's true. But most other shows kind of, you know, tone down the, like, irritability.
Fair, yeah.
You know, and I think that was part of it. Like, yeah, of course, if you put a 14-year-old in a giant killer robot and he's got, like, a dead mom or something, like, look... He's not gonna be that emotionally adjusted.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like that's logical.
Yeah, it is logical.
That's actually speaking of, to contrast, we played Gurenge by Lisa, which is the opening to Demon Slayer. And basically, like, the kid, basically his whole family gets like he was basically selling charcoal in the village, and on his, like, when he gets back, his whole family is, like, slaughtered by demons, except for his little sister, who is also somehow turned into a demon herself, but shows enough empathy, which he's like, I'm gonna go turn you, we're gonna find out how to get you, like, rehumanized.
Isn't this the plot of that book you read?
Isn't this also sort of kind of the plot of Star Wars A New Hope? So far, except with demons.
Except with demons. I guess... I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen A New Hope, but maybe. And so he also then joins, like, it kind of sounds like he also joins, like, the Demon Slayers, and they're like, I'm gonna go find out how to turn my sister back. And he's like, and, you know, it's a solid show. The animation is hecking really good. It's gorgeous. I have a problem with little sister not speaking the whole time.
But yeah, it's like young guy goes out to do something he needs to do, comes back, whole family is dead, has one lead, needs to go save his sister.
Yeah, in a way, yeah, that's yeah. it. Isn't it just the hero's journey?
Yeah, joins with up with more, some faction that's with, like with heroic.
A few more details added in.
With a few more details added in, but that's sort of what it reminded me of. Sounds cool, though.
It's just flavor, you know?
Yeah.
Do you like it sci-fi, spacey theme?
Or fantasy?
I mean, I'm sure, like, you can even maybe, like, bring it into, like, historical fiction and be like, oh, I don't know, Count of Monte Cristo vibes. Not really. Don't quote me on that.
Someone out there in history has probably undergone the hero's journey.
It's true.
Probably, yeah.
John Campbell's Hero with a Thousand Faces. One of those books that's in my mom's shelf that I'll never read. Ooh. It's about the hero's journey, which I did get a little bit. But... yes, it's a solid show. It's coming to the end of 2019, so everyone's going to be trying to pick their favorite anime of 2019. Oh gosh, that'll be fun.
What is yours?
What did I watch this year? It depends on if Mob Psycho 102 came out this year or last year.
It came out this fall. Yeah, spring. Why did I say fall? It was spring.
If it came out spring, I think that's it.
Same.
I don't think there's maybe Machikado Mazoku, the demon girl next door, is also up there. But that's just for me.
For me, it would probably be, since I haven't watched any anime this year, it would probably be Fire Emblem Three Houses.
You know what? Just valid.
It's fair.
I'll accept that. You know, it's enough. There's cutscenes that, you know, could have a mal entry. I'll take it.
All the characters are anime.
It's true. It's enough. Blue, would you say yours is also Mob Psycho?
Yes, definitely. That's probably my favorite anime of all time as of right now.
It's so good.
It's so, so good.
All y'all should watch it. Even if you don't watch this stuff and you're like, gosh, why are they talking about anime on here? And then I'll say, you should just go watch Mob Psycho 100 and get back to us.
Yeah, it's genuinely
Do the I have
best.
To watch the first 99 Mob Psychos first?
Luckily, it's condensed down to a 12-episode chunk of our first season
They cover all the other 99 in the opening.
That's just true. Yeah, you're not wrong. Anyway, we'll put on some... Oh, wait, I should do this before I forget, but we're running a donations drive right now. The WMFO donations drive is still in full swing. Go to WMFO.org and click on the Donate tab. Fill out the donations Google Drive form, and then follow the link at the bottom of the form to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. I'm going to go off a little script here. Basically, we've got tiered things. You can get yourself a shirt, a sticker, a button. You can get really cool things, and you can help support everything we do here at WMFO, be that new radio equipment that doesn't fall off the robot arm, or also if you're a student, we also run concerts every semester. That's definitely something that we can't do without people's help. It's just really special, and also feel a great part of this great WMFO community. This is great. It's only $30 for a shirt, $5 for sticker, $10 for button. I think we might have $40 mug tier. That's a good question. I think it is. But it'll be all in the Google form. If you have any questions, don't feel free to contact us. This is a really great thing.
Don't feel free to contact us.
No, feel free to come. Please.
You definitely said don't.
You said don't. No, I feel free to contact us. I promise. I'll answer your email. I don't want to do work, so I'm going to answer my emails instead. So go for it. We're going to get back to some music. We have
different songs coming up.
I hope you guys enjoy. If you have song requests, you can call in at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. Enjoy yourselves. We'll enjoy ourselves. And we'll talk to you later.
Keeping my trust in you, it's time to walk in my
I hope you guys enjoyed the music. We first had that's not the first one. It was Oceans by the Wombats from the album, and I do love this title, Beautiful People Will Ruin Your Life. extended version. It's just a really great song. The Wombats, I know them more for, and you might know them more for some of their earlier work, like Let's Dance to Joy Division and Kill the Director. Those are my two favorite songs off of their album. Next was I Don't Know You by the Marías from their album Super Clean, Volume 1. Very good. They have also some really great music sung in Spanish as well. Super great. Super clean. But anyway, we also have a PSA. Why I think David's going to be...
Yes, here we go. Inside every student is a graduate. For some, it's easy to find, but not for all. For many high school students, sometimes the difference between dropping out and graduating can be a boost. Mm-hmm. A boost from someone in their life. A friend, a parent, a teacher, a coach, who can help these kids see just what they have the potential to become. Visit boostup.org to find out how you can help someone who may be struggling to finish high school. Boostup.org, because high school is hard, but graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
That's actually pretty, that's wholesome.
Yep, to all you high school students out there.
Yep. All the high school students listening to us from Tufts University, and I'll have you know, I read that because I couldn't read the one about PETA.
Yeah, even though we have it here, I don't like what PETA does.
We don't support them here.
Apparently
we also don't support May being National Bike Month.
It's December.
It's December. Who's going to remember it's National Bike Month?
It's important information.
Remember, the month of May is National Bike Month in December.
yeah, you're right. I had a friend. Oh, thank you. This is the PSA binder handoff. fun fact, I actually had a friend in high school who just kind of disappeared. And then the last thing I heard about her was she just moved to Italy and got married at 18 to some Italian dude, and then that's the last I've heard of her now.
Did she meet the Italian dude after moving to Italy, or did she move to Italy because she met the Italian dude?
I have to live with the question now. You
chicken
get
or
to
the
as
egg,
well.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, she was Italian, so I really had an Italian family. So, I mean.
Both are plausible then.
They're plausible. It would be very interesting if it was gosh, I've met this Italian guy. I'm just going to yeet off. And I was just in my high school library, and we were checking out wedding photos. I'm what the heck is going on? At that time, I was still 17 too, because mm-hmm. young. And I'm I can't imagine getting married in 6 months. I can't even imagine graduation in 6 months, and I still can't even for college.
Yeah,
which is what
same.
We're doing.
Same. Yeah, definitely. I do have a friend who is all of our age who is getting married in February, and it blows my mind because I'm sitting here mm-hmm. in pajamas going to go home and make myself some mac and cheese.
Yeah.
And draw art for a cartoon. The fact that people are mature at 22 is just blowing my mind.
Oh, it's crazy. In fact, I have one of my friends back up in Wynnum has a friend who's literally her and her husband are mm-hmm. maybe one's graduated, but as completely married, you know, and
yeah,
has been for a year.
It's totally
now.
Wild.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also I think it's regional too. I think
it is.
Different places have different expectations. You know?
Definitely true.
Yeah, I can't imagine marriage. I haven't taken over the world yet. I can't.
Business Satan before marriage?
Business Satan before marriage. Exactly. I don't know about that. Maybe I can't wait that long, but, you know, we'll see about that. But, yeah, we've got more. You know, I'm going to just skip ahead on this playlist a little bit so we can get... I want to make sure all of your picks get done, so I'm going to skip ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you can see from here what I got cooked up,
No. I can't read things that are, a lot closer than that computer is, because my glasses need to be updated.
Wow, that's really... That's actually... Well, that's actually pretty close vision.
Yeah, I can recognize the letters on the screen as letters, but I cannot identify a single one of the letters from here.
Wow. I don't know if I could, to be honest. I'm a little afraid to find out. I know I need to get new glasses.
Okay, now I can see a T if I put my glasses closer to my face, I think. It might also be a D.
Both of them are correct. I feel we're playing Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, no, I see A, and I feel the second word starts with a T, but I'm not sure.
I recognize the album art.
Okay.
So, you have an advantage.
It's David's pick, I'm guessing.
Yes, it is.
Okay, cool.
And we're all gonna hear it, guys. I hope you enjoy. So fun fact, we have more people in the station. Okay, let's introduce you two, then we get to music, and then I'll ID the last one. How about that? Tell us who you are.
I'm DJ Remedy.
I think I went by DJ non-existent the last time, because I don't have a DJ thing.
You know, possibly. I always forget.
You need to talk kind of loud into mic 4, because it's, for some reason, real faint.
Yeah,
to the
I
other
have
ones.
It all the way up currently.
The way up.
Gotcha. Is this better?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, that's good.
So, David, why don't you tell us about your request?
Yes. So that was 1,000 Eyes by Miracle of Sound. And he is an artist who writes songs about video games. And that particular game is Bloodborne. So he includes a lot of lyrics that if you've played the game, you can listen to them and go, I know what he's referring to. But what he also does is if he writes a song about a game in a series, mm-hmm. and then the next game in the series comes out and writes a song about that, he'll include the theme from his previous song, mm-hmm. but reorchestrated. For example, in this song, this is the second song he's written about Bloodborne because he likes the game so much. And at the end, the theme from his previous song comes back, but it's been reorchestrated.
Nice.
And has different lyrics.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Hey, wait, can you, for the uninitiated, in case anyone's listening in, can you talk a little about what Bloodborne is about?
Sure. So you play as a hunter of beasts, and you run around like a Lovecraftian horror Victorian city.
Yeah.
Killing things like werewolves and eldritch horrors and mind flayers and things like that. And that song is actually told from the point of view of two particular characters. One of them is your mentor of sorts. He hangs out in this dream that mm-hmm. acts as your sanctuary, and he's trapped there, and he's condemned to remain there forever training hunters to hunt these beasts.
Oh.
And the second character is one who looks over a lake, and he's trying to elevate his consciousness to a higher plane of existence.
Oh, that's so good.
That's very cool.
I wish I didn't have such a weak stomach, because I would love to play the game. Because I know it's supposed to be really gory.
Yeah, you'll fight bosses, and as you're fighting them, their blood will shoot out of them and cover you in it.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't want to see that in a movie, in a video game. I'm just kind of like, it's all animated.
I don't know. I can't do it. I don't like...
You don't like visceral?
I don't... be animated in a movie.
I'll watch it in live action, but I can't draw blood. Yeah, I hate drawing blood in a video game.
I don't know.
That's very sweet of you, actually.
I'm the other way around. Like, if it's like live action kind of thing, I'm like, it depends on the context. Mm-hmm. But like, video games, animated stuff, art, like, it doesn't bother me. Everyone kind of has their own... like thoughts on all of those different things.
Yeah, it's
and what
just
they can do
lines.
And what they can't. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. People have like weird different place where they stop, like short.
So Rose.
Yeah.
I was actually wondering about your thoughts on the ghost in the station.
Okay. Yeah. So
I want to hear you expand on this, cuz you talked about it earlier.
Yeah, so I do have a theory. So this is really from one specific thing that happened that I don't know why, like, this is my one unfounded thing, but, so, one person emailed me when I used to be program director, and basically was like, hi, I tried, like, I can't get in the station, and, like, called the number, you know, and someone had answered it, and was like, didn't know what was, like, it was like, yeah, like, the door's not open or something like that. And he's like, yeah, can you let me in? He's like, then it hangs up, and he calls the same guy. But then there was someone in the station and didn't get any of those calls. The possibility is just it's wrong number, but he said it was the right number, so I don't know. But I like to just imagine it's a ghost.
Yeah. You ever ID that other song?
Yeah, you need to ID the other song.
I do need to ID the other song. It was Toe to Toes by Mastodon from the album Cold Dark Place. It's just some really great, like, melodic metal.
Oh, I've been meaning to listen to Mastodon.
They have a big discography, as we were just talking about. They have 7 albums and 2 EPs.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, over the course of, like, 17 years. So, well, that's 15, crazy. Since the newest one is, like, 2017. But, yeah, no, this one's really good. The album art for this is probably one of my favorites. Weirdly enough, I feel like metal albums, to me, I either love them or hate them, and this is one I really love. Sometimes they're really good in aesthetic. Sometimes I just don't like the typeface at all. You know, but that's about it. Anyway, we have music. We still have Blues Request, and we'll move this around to make sure you get it, and then also DJ Remedy out of
Request. Can I just say one more thing?
Yes.
Going back to Miracle of Sound, DJ Non-Existent, I know you really like Assassin's Creed, and Miracle of Sound will release a new song about every single Assassin's Creed. That's the one thing that he's super consistent at, releasing a song every time a new Assassin's Creed comes out.
Oh, that's cool.
Really? Yep. So he's done other ones in the past?
Yep. Or,
oh, I have to check him out then.
Oh, there it is. I've never played it. Again, I can't.
That gory.
It's not that gory. I don't.
Very fun to watch as someone who has watched DJ Non-Existent play Assassin's Creed.
Not a fan of shanking people through the neck.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. No,
we didn't catch that. We didn't catch that.
Wait, have you heard of the video game Detention? It's the one about the Taiwanese video game about the, like, white revolution.
Yes.
There's, like,
yeah, I remember hearing about it.
So there's this one part, and I had to, like, look away as, like, I was. There's, like, one part. I'm not going to describe it on air in case anyone's, like, there and also shares this visceral hatred of what I was doing, but very soon.
Visceral hatred.
I had to, like, use a knife on someone, and I had to, like, look down, and I just, like, use, like, blindly did it, so then and muted my computer so I could continue with the game and continue the story, but I couldn't look at what I was doing.
You know,
I hate it.
You know, knowing what this next song is going to be is a total tone shift. Just wait until you guys hear this. It's going to be very funny.
It's going to be great. We've gone from metal to this. There was other, like...
Yeah, it's like, here's a discussion about Viscera. Now here's this next song.
It's going to be great. Have a wonderful time.
Yes, so we can fit
love
it in.
And it was so good.
We should probably get to it.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
There we go. We got it.
I'm going to turn this mic on.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City street lights, even stoplights, blinking red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all the bustle, you'll hear silver bells. Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Oh, thousand reasons I should go about my day and ignore your whispers, which I wish would go away. Just a ringing in my ear, and if I heard you, which I don't, I'm spoken for, I fear. Everyone I've ever thought is here within these walls. I'm sorry, secret siren, but I'm blocking out your calls. I've had my adventure, I don't need something new. I'm afraid of what I'm risking if I follow you into the unknown. Are you here to distract me so I make a big mistake? Or are you someone out there who's a little bit like me? Who knows deep down I'm not where I'm meant to be? Every day's a little harder as I feel your power grow.
There we go. I hope you guys enjoyed the last core of songs. Reminder, you've been listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, Small Cactus Radio Hour. Okay, rapid fire. DJ Remedy had this request.
The last two songs were first Silver Bells, which is a Christmas carol, which I enjoy. And?
And the last one was Into the Unknown, the Panic at the Disco cover from the new movie Frozen 2.
Yes, and to just remind, the artist was She and Him for Silver Bells. We have currently people in the station. I'll probably just placeholder. We'll switch over, and it'll be perfect, guys. Have a wonderful evening. Stay
we
safe
love
in
you.
The snow.
Have a wonderful night.
Yes, we all love you.
Reminder
stay
that.
Watch out
reminder
for the snow sweepers. They smell fear.
May is National Bike Month.
Yes. Love that. All right.